Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, April 21st. The Vatican says the cause of Pope Francis's death was a cerebral stroke that led to a coma and then heart failure. Francis led the Catholic Church for the past 12 years. He was the first pope from Latin America and the first leader to take the name Francis. He was 88. Georgian Bluffs is making some speed limit reductions along a couple of local roads. Council approved altering the speed limit on Concession 24 and Zion Church Road during its meeting on April 9th. They're both being reduced from 80 kilometers an hour to 60. Manager of Engineering and Infrastructure, Kevin Verkant.
Staff reviewed several of the road geometries, existing road geometry, including the horizontal and vertical sight lines, existing driveways, pedestrian movements.
The Kiwanis Club of Owen Sound is holding an event next month to celebrate its 100th anniversary. Club Vice President Tim Brown says they are holding a gala on May 10th at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center to mark the milestone.
We're having some well-respected guests from the Kiwanis Clubs across Eastern Canada and the Caribbean. That's the district that we belong to. So we're hoping that people will come out and join us in celebrating our big anniversary.
The Kiwanis Club in Owen Sound first started in 1925. They put on the Owen Sound Santa Claus Parade each year and have been instrumental in many community projects. Today is the last day of advance polls if you want to cast your ballot before Election Day on the 28th. On the campaign trail, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre is promising to build 2.3 million homes over the next 5 years and use 15% of federal land for the development of affordable privately owned homes. Poilievre says his party plans to release its costed platform tomorrow. The Liberals and NDP have already. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh campaigned on his party's fight for dental care and pharmacare, saying he'd get essential medicines covered by pharmacare by the end of the year. Liberal leader Mark Carney is promising to add thousands of new doctors, including recruiting some from the United States, building new hospitals, and delivering better mental health services. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 183 points to 24,008. The Dow Jones is down 971 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.3 U.S. cents, up 0.04 of a cent. And the price of oil is $63.34, down $1.34 a barrel. In sports, round one of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs continues tonight. Four games, including openers in the Montreal-Washington and Edmonton-LA Kings matchups. Also game two in the Winnipeg-St. Louis and Colorado-Dallas first-round series. The Jets and Avalanche lead 1-0. The Battle of Ontario resumes tomorrow with game two between the Toronto Maple Leafs and Ottawa Senators. The Leafs took the opener. More hockey, game four in the Provincial Junior Hockey League Pollock Division semifinal between Hanover and Napanee goes Friday at the P&H Center in Hanover. Canadian basketball star Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is up for the NBA's Most Valuable Player Award. And the Blue Jays open a three-game series in Houston tonight. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Cloudy tonight, 60-kilometer wind gusts, a low around 4 degrees, clearing tomorrow afternoon, still windy and a high of 8, sunny and 17 on Wednesday. Right now it's 13 degrees in Tobermory, 21 in Hanover, 18 in Meaford, and it's 19 in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.